Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, he's been covering the NFL for a long time, about 15 years or more, close to 20. Albert Breer, lead content strategist, Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay, so what did you make of the Jets hiring an offensive coordinator with a history to Aaron Rodgers? A lot of people are connecting the dots. Now, I could argue the West Coast also works for Garoppolo, who you get a discount on. I think Garoppolo is more of a unifying force with a bunch of young players. He works for me. What did you make of the Hackett hire? Because it's not being celebrated in all NFL circles. What did you make of it?
Well, I think there are a few things that Robert Saleh was looking for. I mean, the first one's familiarity, and they worked together in Jacksonville. He actually saw Nate Hackett as a play caller while they were in Jacksonville together, so he's seen that up close. I think he wanted a guy who could create a productive run game. That certainly happened in Green Bay. He liked that Hackett had one with an average quarterback in Blake Bortles and then one with an elite quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And so I think that there were different pieces that came together here. Now, of course, they understand the implication here. When the Jets brought him in to interview him, they understood it, and they understand it now that this is going to connect them to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think they're shying away from that at all. And there are reasons why this could make sense for everybody involved. I mean, Hackett's one reason. The other one is that the owner has historically gotten very aggressive in situations like this. And, I know, having talked to people inside that building, that he's really hung on to the strong start they have. Now, they wilted down the stretch under the weight of the quarterback situation, but I think Woody Johnson really believes that there was something there through September and October and November, and they could be closer than people think with a few moves. And so with an owner in that position, does he think they're in the same spot they were in 2008 when they traded for Brett Favre? Remember, Woody was behind that one too. Sure. So I certainly think that there's more than just a little smoke here. And I think that the hire of Nathaniel Hackett went well beyond Aaron Rodgers, but it's certainly seen internally as a benefit if it could help them get Rodgers.
Okay, Broncos, Sean Payton. I went to dinner with Sean a couple weeks ago, and he liked the ownership group. A little worried about the lack of flexibility with cap space. Russell's contract gets very prohibitive here, and there's some Russell Wilson issues. What do you hear?
Yeah, I think for Sean, the appeal of going back to Fox is probably growing by the day. and I do think that there was this feeling that there was going to be this perfect situation for him out there, and that there were going to be these teams competing for him. And it really hasn't played out that way. I just don't know that any of these places are the best fit, Colin. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, you look at Arizona and you look at Denver, and they've got quarterbacks who really struggled last year, who got hurt last year, who are going to be very, very expensive over the next few years. You know, then you go Houston, Carolina. How long will it take to build those places up? How long will it take you to find a quarterback in those places? Geographically, for a guy who's really enjoyed living on the West Coast over the last year, does going to Houston or Carolina appeal to him? So, you know, I think you add up like what teams were out there and the pursuit of him over the last few weeks. And I think it really does add up to potentially Sean Payton waiting for another year. And maybe that Charger job is open in a year. Maybe the Rams job is open in another year. I just feel like that's where this is trending right now, to Sean Payton spending another year on TV. And remember, he's a little older now too, so he may only get one more shot at this. So you can see where the idea of being patient would appeal to him and waiting for the right spot.
Okay, there was an article in the Boston Herald this week, two respected reporters. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff leaking now out of the Patriots, it's incredible. This stuff, some of it looks like, some of it was players, obviously. You could tell of the wording. I did think there was something really interesting, Albert. The minute the season ended, Belichick said, "I'll be back." And I thought, that's not your call. That's an owner's call. I think that's Bill acknowledging, I got a little heat here. For a coach to come out, even a great one, I'll be back next year. It's like, hold on, that's not always your call. What are you shocked at how much dysfunction there appears to have been?
I actually think the Crafts have been involved more so over the last few weeks than they normally would be at the end of the season. And I think that is a result of the way things went at the end of the year. And it's not just the losing, Colin. It's the way it looked. You know, it just looked ugly. It looked dysfunctional. You see all the stuff in the Herald report, and Karen and Andrew did a great job with that one. I think it's more than the win-loss record. It's just the way that the optics came off at the end of the year, and how it looks like there's major construction needed here. And that's acknowledged by all the movement on the coaching staff since. And I think the first move here is an important one too. And I think this is ownership driven as well, is the effort they went to keep Gerard Mayo in the building, to keep him from interviewing for the defensive coordinator job in Cleveland, and ultimately to keep him from interviewing for the head coaching job in Carolina. Now, that contract isn't completely buttoned up, but it will be soon, and I'd expect Gerard Mayo is going to have more power in that building than he has the last couple of years. And then you look at like the way that Gerard's, you know, done his job the last few weeks. He was in the offensive coordinator interviews with Bill Belichick. So I think that was the first piece. The second piece is bringing back Billy O'Brien. And I certainly think that there is this feeling that Belichick outsmarted himself in the way he set up the coaching staff, the way he set up the roster last year. And I think whether it was subtle or not, I think the Kraft sent the message to him at the end of the year, we're not doing this again. And I think you see through the team's actions and through Belichick's words, too, that the message has been received.
So it almost looks too good to be true. Now, there are three grades of high ankle sprains. Grade one is mild. But Mahomes did not attempt a pass attempt outside the pocket once he was hurt. So, and we see all this video, he's walking around. It's at least a grade one mild sprain, which is going to limit some of, I would think, your escapability. What do you make of all the good news? And it's fine. He looks better than years ago. What do you make of that?
Well, this can be, I mean, as you know, a long-term injury. And I think high ankle sprain is one of the worst named injuries in sports, because it makes people think it's like you rolled your ankle and you could just walk it off. And that's not what it is. Like, this is ligament damage. And so that's something that needs to be cared for. It's something that needs to be rehabbed. And yes, there are different grades of it, but I think this is going to be an issue for Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. Now, nobody would question his toughness, the way he plays, the style of play, and how he's held up over the years. There's no question. He's tough as they come. But I do think to some degree this is going to have to be managed on Sunday. And what's fascinating about it to me, Colin, is he's going up against a defensive coordinator in Lou Anarumo, who gave him all kinds of problems last year when he was at full strength. And Lou Anarumo is now going to have a full week to prepare for the possibility that Patrick Mahomes can't move around.
Yeah.
And I just see this as a very difficult spot for the Chiefs, for Patrick Mahomes, not just because of the ankle, but because of who they're up against.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to know a lot within the first quarter, because I think Lou Anarumo and that defense, they're going to find ways to test the ankle. They're going to find ways to test his mobility. And I think they're going to adjust from there. And so I would keep a close eye on how Patrick Mahomes moves around on the first couple possessions and what the Bengals are doing to test him, because I think that's going to tell the tale of how the rest of the game goes.
Let's say, if Brock Purdy crushes it, he's your starter next year. What if he just unravels? And it's possible. That D-line, a lot of sack. Yeah. What if he just unravels? Who's their quarterback next year? Seriously.
Tom Brady?
I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, I here's what I know about them and Tom Brady. They've left that door open the last couple of off seasons. Now, it hasn't worked out. But last year, I mean, there were a lot of people that thought at the end of the year, when there were rumblings about Brady potentially going back on the whole retirement thing, that Brady could force his way out. And one of the potential destinations was San Francisco. And the Niners sort of left that door cracked open. And I think that door would be cracked open again this year, absent Purdy throwing for like 350 yards this week and 350 yards in the Super Bowl, and then you can't move off of him. So do I think there's a great chance of Brady landing in San Francisco? No. Do I think under certain circumstances that door would be open? Sure. And I think the advantage the Niners have right now is they have Purdy on such a cheap contract, and they have Trey Lance on such an affordable contract that there's a way logistically for them to keep everybody in-house and bring in Brady if they want to. And so I think Jimmy Garoppolo coming off the books frees up some room for them to play with. If they want to bring in Brady because things don't look quite right and Brady wants to play on Sunday against the Eagles, I think you could see a scenario where Brady could be in the mix a couple months from now.
Wow.
But I think absent that, you're probably looking at Brock Purdy and Trey Lance both on the Niners roster in 2023, and whether or not they declare a starter, I think could boil down to how the next couple of weeks play out.
Good stuff. Albert Breer. Can't wait. Good seeing you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if Purdy, even if he loses, chops it up, let's say he goes, they don't run much, 20 of 27, a touchdown, no picks, passer rating 96, but never feels overwhelmed. He's your starter. I mean, you're going into next season, he is your starter. You're not benching that guy, despite limitations. But if he unravels, and I think it's possible, I can't wait for this game. I kind of feel like I know what Cincinnati, Kansas is going to look like. Mahomes is going to be playing about 80%. He's not going to move a lot. They're going to be a little limited. And I know what Cincinnati looks like every week. And I do think Mahomes, he's not going to be running around like he usually does. And I think in the end, that's the difference between winning and losing. But I can see a lot of scenarios with the Niners and the Eagles.
There's a scenario where the Eagles blow out the Niners. I think that's more likely than the Niners blowing out the Eagles.
I don't see
that happening.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by.
Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Let's go back to your BFF, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. A lot of those Jets rumors swirling. Well, here's Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate, Sauce Gardner. Not candidate, sorry. Defensive Rookie of the Year on the potential of adding Aaron Rodgers in New York.
Oh, boy.
He's definitely great. He's definitely elite. He's been doing it before I was born, so you know, I can't discredit nothing that he do, you know what I mean, because I've seen him do so many good things. So you know, he's a great quarterback for sure.
Would you want him on your team? Nobody, I mean, juicy.
You know, I wouldn't mind that, you know, but I want what's best for the offense, but same time I gotta just focus on my job and focus on what we got going on the defensive side.
Yeah, I don't think it's that great of a fit. I don't.
You know how when the media, everybody says something's happening. Sean McVay stepping down from coaching. Remember that?
Yeah.
No, never, didn't materialize. No. I don't think this one happened.
Neither do I.
Yeah. All right, next up. Speaking of the Jets, they had dusted offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur, and he's just landed in a new home. I think you thought this would happen yesterday, but Sean McVay has made Mike LaFleur his new offensive coordinator.
So Sean McVay, smart offensive guy, said that guy's good. Jets are like, he's no good.
You think LaFleur is happy to go from Zach Wilson, Mike White, and Joe Flacco to Matt Stafford? Bit of an upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of the Rams, though. You think this Ramsey trade happens?
First of all, they're not close in terms of young talent as Seattle or old talent with San Francisco. So their dilemma is, to me, moving Jalen Ramsey, getting a first and a fourth. They have to get younger. They have to get more dynamic. So they're kind of stuck between, they're not as young and talented as Seattle and cheap. They're not as old and great as San Francisco. So they're a little bit in no man's land in the way, to me, whenever you have a crisis, lean into what you're good at. McVay's really smart. Stafford's really talented. Cooper Kupp's great. If I'm the Rams, I trade some defensive pieces. I go all in on the offensive side, and I get that right. It's like Pittsburgh. They're good at defense. Lean into that with Kenny Pickett. So I think the Rams, they're in a little bit of a no man's land, and my takeaway is the way to catch up to that in terms of young talent, give the draft to offense. Let the defense worry about. If the defense, you know, Jalen Ramsey, I would move. I wouldn't move Aaron Donald. I'd be willing to move every other defensive player. Get another receiver, another tight end, another running back. Use the draft offseason to fix the offense, and that'll get you back to the playoffs.
Does it feel like you're the inversion of the Eagles? The Eagles have a really, really good roster with a lot of very good players. The Rams don't have a great roster, but their high-end talent is elite. Like Aaron Donald's than Reddick and anyone.
I don't think the Rams are close to Philly or San Francisco. I don't think their roster is close. No, now Philly's a little like San Francisco. They got some big money and age. You know, your Kelce's and your Slay. Those are big money guys. The Niners have big money guys. Those rosters are different. Rams got to get more dynamic. and younger on offense.
It's tough when you're paying those top-end talent a lot. Final story. Oh, this is feel bad for Indianapolis Colts fans, right? So remember they added Jeff Saturday as the interim head coach after they fired Frank Reich. But despite being in that interim position, Josina Anderson reports that Colts owner Jim Irsay wants to make Jeff Saturday the full-time head coach. But there are some who work closely with Irsay who do not agree. Saturday isn't a sure thing, though. The Colts have second interviews lined up with Shane Steichen of the Eagles, Eric Bieniemy of the Chiefs, and Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, among others. Cowherd, they're not going to really hire Jeff Saturday, are they?
This is a owner meddling and an organization spinning out of control.
So apparently there's an online petition Colts fans have started to prevent Jeff Saturday from being the full-time coach. I'm sure that's going to go really well. Jeff Saturday, Indianapolis Colts. If it happens, just lock up that division for the Jags next year. Lock it up from now.
You know, this organization 3 years ago, I thought they have never recovered from Andrew Luck's retirement. And never recovered. They've just been Band-Aids.
I think they made the playoffs with Phillip Rivers. Remember they pushed Buffalo a loss?
Yeah, it was Band-Aids. They knew we weren't going to stick around. Yeah. Band-Aid Carson Wentz. Band-Aid Phillip Rivers.
Matt Ryan.
That Band-Aid got ripped off. So they're, I mean, tomorrow, if Patrick Mahomes retired, Kansas City would reel for a few years. It's hard. Hard enough to find these guys, but when they retire suddenly and you've got no other plan and you're good, remember when Andrew Luck left, they didn't have a lot of draft capital because they were drafting near the bottom of the first round. Yeah. So you know, how do you get a quarterback? You have to give up so many picks to move up. It's that, by the way, that's why the Packers draft Jordan Love. That's why the Patriots drafted Garoppolo, because if you're good, the history of the NFL is your best quarterbacks are picked 12 and up mostly. You know, 12, 13 and up. Well, if you're good, how do you get up? Because every year, four people need a quarterback.
So at least.
Yeah. And so it's when somebody retires, this is why you just draft a quarterback every other year.
Hey, they had Peyton Manning. They had a good run. Time for someone else.
When Brady was there three times, they drafted a quarterback in the third round and Garoppolo was second. And you can look at it and go, well, they were Ryan Mallett, Garoppolo. They were always ready just in case there was an injury. Remember, Brady got hurt. Matt Castle came in, and I think he won him like 11 games or something.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs, but he did win a lot of games. You're right. Yeah.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by.
Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Switch to Consumer Cellular. Save up to half in your wireless bill. ConsumerCellular.com/TheHerd. Don't need to change your phone or your number. No activation fee. No contract. All right. Conference championship weekend is upon us. We got some other headlines, though. The Broncos job, coach of the year. A lot of stuff going on. J-Mac, you ready?
Born ready, baby.
All right. Let's begin. The former newspaper guy. Tomorrow's headlines today, Bengals and the Chiefs.
This one worries me a bit. It's a phenomenal game. Meeting number 4 between these two. The headline will be Wizard of Paws. Bengals beat Wicked Witch of the West. Give me Joe Burrow in a bit of a stunner. This one should probably play out the way the last three meetings have, right? Kansas City jumps to the lead. Great first half. You know Kansas City led each of these three meetings going into the fourth quarter?
Yep.
And the Bengals in the fourth quarter in overtime, 26-6, outscored KC late. Now, I've seen at least 3 or 4 guests this week say, well, Chris Jones is going to wreck this Bengals offensive line that's beaten up. Colin, here's a stat for you. I'm not knocking the guy, just the facts. Chris Jones, 13 career playoff games, 0 sacks. Not one in 13 career playoff games. Can he be schemed out? Other teams have done it. I think there's an opportunity here for the Bengals offensively. Keep an eye on Samaji Perine, the running back up to Mixon, out of the backfield. Chiefs 28th in the league, defending running backs. His prop is low. It's like 17.5 yards receiving. Keep an eye on Samaji Perine. And also, here's a stat that you're not going to like. Kansas City Chiefs, 31st in red zone defense this season. Joe Burrow gets in close. He's got T. Higgins up high. Jamar Chase. We'll see about Hayden Hurst. Don't know if he's going to go. I like the Bengals.
We agree. Tomorrow's headlines today. Is it going to be pretty ugly or pretty amazing? Niners-Eagles.
So you and I have talked during the break about this game all week. Everybody and their mom is picking the Eagles. The headline will be, I Brock the Line. Purdy is cash money. You like that song, right? I Walk
yes.
the Line. Classic Johnny Cash. Colin, Kyle Shanahan is a master. 7-1 against the spread in the playoffs. I'm not as worried about Brock Purdy as everyone else is. I know that Hassan Reddick and that pass rush is nasty. This is a 49ers team that has not lost a game in 3 months. You got to go back to October. Kyle Shanahan comes in ready. I think they get the early lead and they ground and pound this Eagles team. I like San Francisco. Deebo Samuel, I bet his prop over 74.5 rushing and receiving yards. So McCaffrey's been banged up. Elijah Mitchell's been banged up. They expect to go, but who do you trust? Deebo Samuel? No fumbles on the season, according to some of the stats. He's a killer. This Eagles defense kind of sags off, doesn't want to give up the big play. Deebo is a yak king. Give me the Niners. I like both road teams on conference championship weekend.
You got guts, I'll say that. You go against the grain.
Guts, some people call it something else. But
Yeah. All right, now a lot of people all over the joint on this. Tomorrow's headlines today, Coach of the Year. I think it's a no-brainer. What say you?
A lot of love for Brian Daboll. You know, he good coach, finished third in his division, 9 wins. The headline, will be. I think I can. I'm Shanahan, the little engine that could coach. Come on, dude. Look at this. 13-4 with three different starting quarterbacks, Colin. This should be end of story right there. He's got an undrafted, seventh round pick, last pick in the draft, and he's got him in the conference championship game on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. How is Kyle Shanahan not the coach of the year? I just want to hear an argument how he's not. Listen, Daboll had a great season. He finished third in his division. Are we lowering the standards that much that he elevated Daniel Jones? Come on. Daboll was outstanding. Kyle Shanahan, lock it up.
Okay, another one. Very interesting. Tomorrow's headlines today. Denver Broncos head coach. What's going on?
It's interesting. Sean Payton out there. Dan Quinn removed his name.
I saw that.
I think it leaves one more guy. The headline. Will B. Flying Ryans. D'Amico joins Mile High Club. Decent. Now, there was a report about an hour ago. This is interesting. Yeah. That D'Amico Ryans is the front runner for the Houston Texans job. Someone instantly texted me. That's to get more money out of Denver, right? They were willing to pay Sean Payton $25 million or whatever the number was. What are they going to pay D'Amico Ryans, who is, I got to be the best defensive coordinator in the league? And Denver has a lot of talent on that defensive unit. They kept the team in games. It was Hackett and Russell Wilson couldn't make anything happen. I think Ryan's to Denver is probably a playoff team next year, Colin. This is a very good defensive unit. A lot of talent.
If he brings in a good Chubb, he's got to bring in a legitimate OC.
Yeah, I think there's probably some guys who might want to work with Russell Wilson. Maybe, kind of. Right. I like D'Amico Ryan's in Denver.
All right. I don't love defensive coaches.
Yes, you made that clear.
Okay, last one. NBA Lakers welcome back Anthony Davis off the bench on a Wednesday. They face Boston Saturday. Rival Celtics, Lakers. What's the headline?
NBA is going to be start every Saturday night. They're going to have really good games down the stretch, or so they hope. The headline will be Lake It Till You Make It, but winning in Boston is real. Give me the Lakers on the road in Boston, handing the Celtics a four straight loss. So, we saw Anthony Davis come off the bench, look pretty good, had a couple dicey moments, falls. LeBron, AD, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, Lonnie Walker and Austin Reeves are coming back. You can kind of feel the momentum gaining for the Lakers. And by the way, I know they don't match up well on the wings, but now Anthony Davis is back, which changes the equation. I think the Lakers, I'm ready to commit back to them after falling way off when they lost to the Clippers.
Well, if you told me Anthony Davis remains healthy for the rest of the year, I do think they sneak into the playoffs.
Sneak in. They're definitely getting in. Oh, by the way, Boston, I don't want to say they're looking tired, but they're really riding Tatum and Brown hard. And oh, by the way, they have Brooklyn looming after this. I know look ahead is bigger in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing about Boston, and it's not even a criticism, it's their reality. Robert Williams and Marcus Smart are great defenders. Their offense is highly dependent on two dudes.
Two guys, yeah.
And both give you a great effort on the defensive end.
Yeah.
So those guys are 38 to 42 minute guys.
That's too
much. What happened to Tatum at the end of last year in the finals?
He just wore down.
So it's like these guys aren't Kyrie Irving. They don't take the defensive end off or Harden or Melo. Jason Tatum and Brown are defenders. So two of their best players, and I would argue some think that Marcus Smart is a little bit of the soul of the team. Like when he scores, they always win.
Yeah.
When he gives you 18 plus, they don't lose. He's a defender. He's hot and cold. Robert Williams, injuries, hot and cold. So I still think I feel like they're missing a piece. I think if Ingles and Middleton are healthy, Milwaukee wins the East. That
probably. I'm a Tatum guy. I like Jason Tatum a lot.
He's a really good player.
I also want to point out this starts a tough road trip for the Lakers. They have Brooklyn coming up, but they played Wednesday. Remember the back-to-back? A couple days off. It's a big one in Boston. National TV game. Lakers can really reassert, hey, guys, we made one trade. More help is on the way. Let's hold it down and get some W's. Listen, this Lakers team's good, man. We should go to a game eventually, Colin.
I'll go.
Get you out of that house there wherever you... I'm not
all
allowed
right.
to say
I think there's only four championship teams. Clippers, Warriors, Bucks, Celtics. A lot of people... I don't buy into Philadelphia.
Denver?
Oh, I don't... As a championship
Memphis?
Team? No, God, who's Memphis' third best player? By the way, Golden State's classic. They play Boston, take them to overtime. Play Memphis, beat them. Anybody notice the Warriors? The Warriors have, like, Memphis has become kind of a chatty rival.
Ugh.
They play them very well. The Celtics, they step up. Everybody's freaking out about Golden State. I think they're just trying to get rested and healthy for the playoffs. I told you yesterday, I sat next to a scout last night. And I said, you know, what do you make of Kuminga and Wiseman? And in one of his observations is Golden State is a lot of veterans. It's a catch and react offense. It's demanding. And for young players, it's hard.
Yeah.
It takes Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman. It's hard. It's very demanding. That's why Wiggins was a great fit. Been around the league, understands it, high functioning guy. You pop him in. It's just not. It's a really hard offense for young players.
You know, the one team or player you haven't mentioned, Luka Doncic, the best player in the NBA
got hurt.
What did the scouts say?
He's
great.
Can the
Mavs get to the finals as they're constructed?
I don't buy into the ball-centric, one guy scores 38 offense. I don't buy that for a championship team.
So one guy scores 38, gives out 15 assists and 10 boards.
Does everybody, have you seen how good Jalen Brunson is? You're going to miss Jalen Brunson in the playoffs.
They will miss Jalen Brunson.
He's been great for the Knicks. Yeah, he's been really, really good. All right, we're done. Enjoy the games. Be safe. See you Monday. It's the Herd. Yeah, Brunson's had a shockingly good year.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.